Everyone deserves a great marriage. In fact, marriage is one of the high points in a lady's life. However, many ladies have walked into pain, regret, and bitterness in the name of marriage due to their wrong choices. It's important to note that the quality of your choices is dependent on the quality and the quantity of information at your disposal. That's why in this audio program, Choose Your Husband, my goal is to share with you practical wisdom that will help you make the right choice of a husband. My name is Joseph Dinwoke. You can call me Bridget. Now, many times ladies walk up to you and say, please, there are four men asking for my hand in marriage. Please, which one should I marry? By that, they mean, please choose one for me. There are also times they have made a choice of one and they want your endorsement. That's one of my experiences relating with Brigitte's sisters. This Brigitte's sister is not necessarily my five blood sisters. I refer to you as a Brigitte's sister if you care about what I think about life and you care about my opinion about how things should be done. If you are that kind of person, I see you as Brigitte's sister and I treat you as that. So I've heard people come up to ask, okay, so many people are asking for my hand in marriage, which one should I choose between this man and this man? Now, what I want to do at this point is to help you decide who to choose or to respond to that kind of request. First, I'd like to tell you the reality of making choice of your husband. You are going to live with this guy forever, not me. The best I can do is that when you have a child, I'll come for Mugo. Yes. Guys come for Mugo. If you're a single person, you know what a Mugo is. I will come for Mugo regularly, even if it's 2 days. I will make sure I eat very well, chop and chop and chop. And of course, when I'm going, I will have to deck my boots with stores. You understand that thing? Now, but you're going to live with this man forever, live with him permanently, and live with him all the days of your life. And if you believe what I believe, marriage is till death do you part. There is no such thing like divorce. Please feel free to do what you choose or what suits you. But if you believe what I believe, divorce, God hates it. Now, you know you're going to live with this man forever. So I think you should be in the position to make the right choice of who should be your husband, who you can live with forever, who can be the father of your children. Therefore, I do not want you to shift this responsibility to me or to any other person. Now, don't get the impression I'm trying to run away from my role of helping you, or like I say, every big brother protects his sister from harmful influences. Your brother Brody is protected with both wisdom for living. I'm not trying to run away from that. What I'm just trying to say is that the real act of making a choice is entirely your responsibility. It's not mine. I repeat, it's completely your responsibility, not mine. Why I'm trying to say this is that I have some limitations. There are some things I can't do. There are some things I will not be able to do for you and do it effectively. The reason is this. I know very little about whoever you want to marry. Now, telling me about their bio data doesn't mean I know them. I don't sit down with them to talk. When they talk, I don't listen to them on phone to be able to interpret some of the things they say and what they don't say, to be able to interpret them based on their facial expression, based on their gesticulation, and based on the sound of their voice. I will not be able to know all of those things because there's more to choosing a life partner than just telling me that, well, this man works with Nigerian Bravery, he's from Arundi Zogu or something like that. Or he's from Ilesha. You know, he's a graduate of chemical engineering. This is a bio data. I'm not trying to give him national ID card. The reality of life is that there is more to a man than all of those bio data. You should know a man for sure. I'm going to tell you about that before we finish this program. So I have all of these limitations on my own side that will make it essentially difficult for me to be able to help you say, this is the person you should marry. Do you understand what I'm saying? Again, I don't also know your likes, dislikes. I don't know what you want, what you don't want. I don't know what you can take and what you can't take. You know, there's this thing people say, that the way to a man's heart is the stomach. I say, I just want to believe that Mrs. Brigitte will not hear that thing. Even if she hears it, she will not believe it. The way to my heart is not my stomach, anything. My stomach is not one of the ways you can follow to get to my heart. I'm serious. Let alone being the way. If you are Mrs. Brigitte, we need to reason. I'll tell you where the way to my heart is. But as for food, no. I'm saying this for one reason. That many times what a lady wants, what I think makes sense for me may not make sense to you. Therefore, I'm actually not in the right position to make proper choice of a husband for you. Now, but if you choose to delegate this responsibility, there are some things you have to just bear in mind. One of them is that you have to damn the consequences of any choice anybody makes for you. Yes, I'm not scaring you. I'm just telling you the truth. If I have to make a choice of a husband for you, it means that whoever I choose, you have to take him. Whoever I choose, you don't have to walk up tomorrow and say, He's my brother, bro. He's not choosing for me. No. I don't want anything like that. And even if your friends chose for you, you must make sure you have chosen the man beyond the choice that your parents make for you. That's why, for instance, I don't think I can wake up any day to any day and I'll now call my parents and say, please, I want to marry. Please help me find a wife. Like, do they know what I want? There's one of my friends, well, I think it's just one person that will be able to guess who I can marry. The thing that we have been very close friends, and there was a time I had many ladies around me, and the guy was asking me, who among these ladies is the one? I said, none of them is the one. But if I have to make a choice on them, this person, this is why I like this person specially, this is why this person now makes sense pass. You know, I was breaking out all of these things for him. From there, he now understands what I look out for when I want a wife. Do you understand what I'm saying? Therefore, anybody you are trying to give up the responsibility of choosing a husband for you, please understand that whoever he chooses, you have to take him. You cannot say no. It's because of this kind of thing that I can't say to my parents, please go and find a wife for me. They know very little about what I want. Now, it doesn't mean they are bad people. It's just because they are good people. They have good intentions for me. They would want to make the best choice of a wife for me. Except that the good intentions and their being good people is not enough. You need to know enough about me to be able to choose a wife for me. The same thing applies to you, my sister. I need to know enough about you. Need to know what matters to you to be able to make a choice of a husband for you. For many ladies, what they want is a man that will make sure they don't work. Find out what works for you. Find out what you want. But please, the choice has to be with you. Now, there's something very simple I can do for you. I can give you a guide on making the choice. That is the best of what I can do for you. But as for making the final choice of, okay, this is the one. Remember, it's not okay. It's not correct. I don't think it's cool. And my reason is very simple. You should know what matters to you. Guideline I'm giving you is to give you the fundamental principles that should guide your choice. And that is what I started doing in the course of this program. Earlier, I've explained to you things like a husband is not scarce. Therefore, don't rush into a marriage because you think a man is scarce. That will help you make sure that when a man is proposing to you and you know it's not the right time or you know it's the wrong man, you don't go to him. I've also explained to you how wealth is made so that you don't run to a man because you think he has money. These are basic guidelines I can give you. These are basic guidelines you get from your pastor. These are basic guidelines you get from your imam. These are basic guidelines you get from anybody you are seeking counsel concerning choosing a husband from. I do not think people should just decide for you who to marry. No matter how spiritual or Holy Spirit filled they are, I think it's okay. They can give you words of prophecies. Of course, apart from that, I don't think people should just look at a girl or a guy and say, man, this guy makes sense, just marry him. No, it's not true. I've seen my close friends, the girl they like, I'm wondering, like, what is special about this girl? Why do you like this girl like this? And I know if I show you the girl I like that, you'll be wondering, like, Brigitte, what did you see in this girl? For instance, if you find that I like a very dark girl and has white teeth, I say, what's special about this girl? I say, if she smiles, you see how beautiful the contrast between her pure white teeth and her very dark skin is. Now, for me, that is a very beautiful thing to look in a woman, but for you, maybe it doesn't make any sense. Do you understand what I'm saying? That same thing applies to women. There are things that matter to you that doesn't matter to another person. What they can do for you is to provide you foundational help that should guide you. They should give you helps like this. There's no union between light and darkness. Therefore, when you find that somebody does not believe in what you believe, you don't have any business marrying the person. In the subsequent part of this program, I'm going to start sharing with other things. I'll show you how to identify your husband material and some other things that when you know them, the chances of being able to arrive at the right choice on your own will become a lot more easier. Again, the key point I made is this. It's not correct to delegate the responsibility of a life partner to anybody. People are not supposed to do that work for you. It's your job to do, and I think you should do it. The other thing I also say you should bear in mind is this. The best thing people can do for you is that they can give you guidelines and give you direction. And when you are confused about a man, about something a man is doing or not doing, you can seek for counsel and ask people who have better understanding about God for counsel. They will give you counsel. Then you settle down and make final choice of who to marry. It is your responsibility to make that choice. I don't think you should shift it to anybody, including your big brother, Brigitte. Thanks for listening to this episode of our 20-part audio program, Choose Your Husband. Choose Your Husband is a production of Brigitte Ward, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of saving you insight and inspiration that will empower you for peak performance in your life and work. To learn more things to share with ladies, kindly visit brogid.com/sisters. Your comments and questions are welcome through brogid@gmail.com or 0810 550
4664. You can access scores of interviews, podcasts, articles, features, and books when you visit broji.com or follow us on Facebook, Google+, LinkedIn, and Twitter at Brojid World.